AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says he's nominating former Federal Reserve official Kevin Warsh to be the next chair of the Fed. Warsh would replace current chair Jerome Powell when his term expires in May. The replacement will likely result in changes to the agency that could bring it closer to the White House and reduce its longtime independence from day-to-day politics. Israel says it will reopen the Rafah crossing, Gaza's border, with Egypt in both directions over the weekend. This will allow Palestinians to enter and leave the territory after nearly 2 years of closure. Meanwhile, South Africa has declared Israel's deputy ambassador persona non grata and ordered him to leave the country within 72 hours. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on Venezuela's privatization of its oil industry.
Less than a month after the brazen seizure of then-President Nicolas Maduro in a U.S. military attack in Venezuela's capital, Venezuela is shaking up its oil industry. At a rally in the capital, Caracas, Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, announced she has signed a law that will open the nation's oil sector to privatization. The move reverses a tenet of the self-proclaimed socialist movement that has ruled the country for more than two decades. Lawmakers in the country's National Assembly approved the overhaul earlier in the day. As the bill was being passed, the U.S. Treasury Department officially began to ease sanctions on Venezuelan oil that once crippled the industry. The moves by both governments are paving the way for yet another radical geopolitical and economic shift in Venezuela. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. futures dropped while European shares opened higher after markets retreated in Asia. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. Melania Trump is marking her first year back as First Lady with the global release of a documentary she produced about the 20 days leading up to her husband Donald Trump's return to the White House. Melania premiered yesterday at the Kennedy Center and will be released in the U.S. and worldwide today. A top U.S. track star and two-time Olympic medalist has been arrested. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Olympic sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson has been arrested and charged with speeding in Florida. Authorities say she was driving 104 miles per hour on a parkway near Orlando. A spokesperson for the Orange County Sheriff's Department says she was dangerously tailgating and weaving through traffic. Last year, she apologized to her boyfriend after being arrested for a domestic violence offense at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.